Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We're back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blefino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up?
It's all love. And tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And for everybody that's online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. Check us out. Please support. And everybody out there that's been supporting and all the artists that's been calling into the show, much love. Big ups to all you guys from around all four corners. You know, and tonight, I just want to tell you guys, we got this cat on the show, you know, this artist. He's a real artist. He's been out for years. And he's from the hood, from SNHF. And they call him Root Dogg, City Fletcher Fino. And we're going to bring him to the show. Introduce himself. And Root Dogg, say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Yeah. What's up, family out there? How y'all doing out there? What's up with you, Fino? What's up with you, Kimmy? I see you.
It's all love.
We love you, baby.
It's all love.
How you doing, baby? How you doing?
It's all good. And right now, man, we're doing all good. It's all love. And right now, I want you, Root Dogg, to let the people know who don't know who you are. Let the people know a little background on you. Let the people know who the artist is. Who's Root Dogg?
I mean, to define myself particularly, you know what I'm saying, I would say, you know, I'm like one of the original artists from that original 80s, 90s era, you know what I'm saying, them trendsetters, you know what I'm saying, and just like, you know, I kind of got into it before it was a fad thing, you know what I'm saying? It was something that, you know what I'm saying, I knew how to do as a youngster, and the neighborhood that, you know, I grew up in particularly, you know, knew me to do such. So, you know, it was something that I had out of heart before it became this big time, you know what I'm saying, million-dollar industry. So, you know, it was always a rap and a rhyme thing with me or whatever, whatnot. You know, fortunately, you know, in my adolescent years, you know what I'm saying, I was given an opportunity to walk forward with that gift, you know what I'm saying, by the grace of God and a friend of mine, you know, by the name of Sebo, you know, and thereupon, you know, history was made. You know, I was able to, you know, get into this, you know, rap game early 80s, you know, along with Marvelous, Sebo. I was a former member of A1 Records, so if you go way back with your music like that, you know what I'm saying, then you'll find my name amongst, you know, some of them stars, you know, the RBLs, Seagrams, Mr. C's, Mac Mall, Ray Love, you know, Master P when he first got on. I threw it with all these cats. So, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time now.
That's what's up. And Free Sebo, man, you know, much love to him. Big ups. Hopefully when he come out, he come holler at Put 'Em On Blast Radio as soon as he touched down. But I want to ask you, man, what made you pick up a microphone and decided on rapping instead of doing something different?
You know, actually, you know, it was a situation where, you know, growing up, you know, like I said, it was always something that, you know, it kind of jumped on me. It wasn't something that, you know, like nowadays a lot of these cats, you know, force themselves into this business. But it was really something that, you know, I started out, you know, remembering all the Run DMC songs, the Peter Piper Pick Peppers and the LL Cool J's. And I was originally one of them cats that, you know, everybody wants to hear their favorite ghetto boy verse or something. You know, I knew a little bit about it, you know. So from there, it always graduated to, I want to do my own. So once I got around, you know what I'm saying, you know, 12, 13 years old, I put me together a few little packages off the old school street life. You know what I'm saying? I think that was like the first track I really rapped to, Flash Dance and Street Life. I put together, you know, two little personal tracks that was about my neighborhood. And then I also made a classic neighborhood. If all my OGs remember, I made a song called The Meadowview Squat. And it was a situation where we went to these parties and it was like, you know, everybody would, you know, call me out and want me to do the thing, and it was just that rush that I got being the center of attention, and it made me just want to keep going.
That's what's up. And right now, Root Dogg, while we got you on the line, can you give your information out to everybody who want to connect with Root Dogg?
You know, I ain't very hard to connect with at all. I mean, you know, I'm working with all the little websites. You know, you can find me on Twitter at RoofDog916. So you can find me. I be on Facebook all the time, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm Rupert Carter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't play with it. So if you're playing, I don't even address you. And if you're talking about some real business, then we will get into such. But, you know, I be on a little local websites. And, you know, I actually, like I said, I'm not a very hard person to find. Now, if you're trying to do some business, I'm trying to do some business. If you're not, then I'm very hard to talk to.
Excuse me. That's what's up. And right now, Root Dog, is there any shout-outs you want to give out to anybody?
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? I like to give a shout-out to, you know, my mom, God. It wouldn't be possible without, you know what I'm saying, my brother Nooch and brother Jetty, you know what I'm saying, the whole FNHF Ten Letter Gang, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we formulate a big old pack, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, I could go on with the list forever, you know what I'm saying? I got loved ones all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And everybody knows that my love to them is genuine. So, you know, if I sat there and started going off the names, I'd go on forever. But definitely, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's supporting Root Dog and, you know what I'm saying, the movement. Shout out to the City King, you know what I'm saying? I definitely got to shout that out because without my mans right now, you know, I wouldn't have rebirthed myself. So, you know. You know, I'm doing a lot of, you know, things right now. You know, shout out to Yuck Mob, you know what I'm saying, for Ecebo, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats I'm working with, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we're going, shout out to you and Kenny, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen y'all in a long time. I'm happy to see y'all working and doing y'all thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. You got much love from around all four corners, Raw Dog Music, and put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now we're going to get into a quick break. And Root Dog, I want you to introduce this song right here featuring you and JDK called Gimme That. Let the people know the concept behind this track.
Well, you know, it's like everybody, you know, I wanted to do something real sparky, like, you know, everybody. You know, it's like this is coming off the mixtape album that we done called Blood Brothers, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, me and JDK, we had a chemistry kind of like such like Jazz and Corrupt, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we brothers, man. So it's like we could both be late for studio dates or whatever, but, you know, as much as we argue about the politics, when we get down to the music, it's gonna be natural, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I actually started out one day and I blogged. You know, me and JDK was going to get together and do something called Blood Brothers. It wasn't even manifested yet. I just blogged it, and I got over, you know what I'm saying, 100 likes instantly. So I called the bruh, you know, we instantly, you know, threw up a couple little spunky tracks. You know, just said, man, let's get some mixtape stuff going or whatever, whatnot. And I was like, okay, well, let's get something to make the crowd and snatch back ass, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, there we come up with, like, give me that. Let's discuss one with that. You feel me?
That's what's up. You guys heard it first, right?
This me and little brother JDK doing it how we do it, Ten Letter Gang, SNHF, and you know what I'm saying, Root Dog, Shitty Cucciapino, JDK, the underboss, you know, give me that, you know, we're going to let you take on into it.
That's what's up. Big up to JDK, the underboss out there doing this thing with Sac Report. All you guys go out there and support that Sac Report magazine and every movement that he got going on underneath the 10
letter.
Definitely. It's all love. You know, all y'all out there, we see y'all doing y'all things. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got much support. And right now we're going to get into this quick break by Root Dog, like I said, called Gimme That, featuring JDK. And we'll be back right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Wow.
Tell him, SNHF,
Blood
nigga.
Blood Brothers, nigga.
Root Dog,
10 letters.
JDK, Chase. Right back, catch a kaboom like magic. Whole scoop throw, built like hardwood classic. Ain't no breakfast needed, I'm professional with these tactics. You send me represent this shit, I'm fully automatic. I've been here, done that, all you tryna go through. Why you think they call me OG Root Dog? From that of you, I'm mashing. Full force, hostile with my takeover. Knew that I was coming, nigga. Niggas know the wait is over. Real nigga in the sheet, I represent the fucking truth. I ain't like these other niggas. Kick back, blow, kick like a motherfucking boss.
Rockport MV. Highly respected, television on the mark. You spray him, I'm a shooter. Get that ass, hip it up. 6'9 underboss, how a nigga give it up. Inside the underboss, fuck him, I'ma keep the doors locked. Boosty ass nigga, get shot up in your mohawk. Mohawk, the niggas who talking, all that tough shit. Rough like low dope, and bitches who love dick. I shove shit, make it all filter down the pipelines. Only make transactions at nighttime, the right time. Make shit stand out, shady cage run shit. Gunplay, Crucifino down in Reno with dumb shit. Steep ass up, show them niggas out the truck shit. NIA.
JDK, gimme that. And right now, Rudolph, I'm gonna ask you, what do you and don't you like about the music industry?
I mean, I'm not really one, you know what I'm saying? I'm kinda like a brute to understand at this point. I wouldn't say that I've never been frustrated by it, but at this point I'm not really surprised by the things that happen. I mean, it's inevitable, you know, we live in a trendy world, you know what I'm saying? What I look at as unordinary right now is just as much as back in my day when, you know, people would view me as, you know, Beat Street Boogalooing and then the whole, when the trend started, I mean, I was probably looked upon just as way as I look upon some of these strange trends that come on now. I mean, I really don't like to be very judgmental, but, you know, on the other end, this game has become something other than the ordinary, you know, so far as I don't really believe that the hip-hop of it ever really comes from the soul no more, you know. It's not a bunch of songwriting or nothing like that, you know.
What's up? That's what's up. You guys heard it right here from Rube Dawg right out his mouth. And right now, Rube Dawg, we're going to get into this quick caller. What's up, caller? Say what's up to Rube Dawg. Hello, caller? Time's up.
Yeah,
it's all love. You know what I'm saying? Don't get scared when we put you online, caller. You know, it's all love. If you don't want to say nothing, it's still all love. See what I'm saying? But just show love to the artists. Well, right now, Rube Dawg, I want to ask you, what makes you different from everybody else in the industry?
Well, you know, I mean, at this point, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, initially, all artists, you know what I'm saying, see the same light, you know what I'm saying, in the industry, you know what I'm saying, a chance to be famous, a chance to make money, a chance to be in front of the cameras or whatever, whatnot. But, you know, after a period of time, you know, you live in the industry like I live in the industry, you know what I'm saying, it becomes a job and a source of providing, you know what I'm saying, and then you learn, you know what I'm saying, what you can typically do with the power that, you know what I'm saying, you possess. So, you know, at this point in my career, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I kind of take on upon, you know, a little bit of what everybody's going through, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of trying to put more of the voice of the people, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm like a sacrificial lamb, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to get out there and put my neck on the line for the greater of the many, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I might speak on it. I may, you know what I'm saying, illustrate a lot of things that you may not call, you know, the number one subject, shall I say, quote unquote. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I speak upon these realities to educate my, you know what I'm saying, youth about, you know what I'm saying, the possibilities of the goings on in today's lifestyle.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And why should people accept you into the music industry?
Say that again.
Why should people even accept you into this music industry?
Well, you know, I think what the music industry has done for me has gave me an opportunity to move around to, you know, a whole lot of different states and meet a lot of people that I ordinarily might not have got to meet. You know what I'm saying? Just living an average, you know, in and out of everyday lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? You kind of get to a situation where every city, every group of people have a different personality, you know what I'm saying? And unless you move around and learn how to socialize amongst these different groups, then you're kind of like one-dimensional itself. So, you know, for this period of years that I've been able to move around and meet people in different states and different cities, and I mean, it's become a situation where it's moved around that, you know what I'm saying, I've accumulated a little bit of this knowledge from everywhere and put it in myself on how to really be a complete real person, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's all I want a motherfucker to know. If you're dealing with a real nigga, you know what I'm saying, you can get my heart or you can get an axe across the back, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, you know what I'm saying? It's going to all be on how you pressure me.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And right now, Rude Dog, we like to have all artists give a positive message to all the upcoming artists in the industry and young entrepreneurs. Is there a positive message that you can give to them at this time?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, regardless of how pure and genuine, you know what I'm saying, it is, you know, this is still a great way for, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our young youth to express their talents and the God-given talents and find a way out of a, you know, situation that might not have been, you know what I'm saying, ordinarily in front of them, you know, taking a, you know, everyday path. I mean, you know, a lot of us come from rural-type situations where, you know, it's hard to make it, you know, just going back and forth to school. So, you know, the thought of even accomplishing a dream sometimes is eradicated from these kids' mind by the time they're 13 and 14. I figure, you know what I'm saying, you know, we make an opportunity for these kids to express some of the things that go on in their life through, you know, our musical situations. And, you know, it'll give an opportunity for some of these kids to, you know, not go through some of the, you know, adversities and the mistakes that, you know, some of us have went through before, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always look back and try to donate a hand, you know what I'm saying, to the youth, you know what I'm saying, and tell them that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because at the end of the day, what ends up happening is, no, we get on a pedestal and they begin to look at us as somebody to look up to, you know what I'm saying, because we're doing what we're doing. And then, you know, we shock them when we tell them, you know, who our real personality is, because, you know, they have a fixated who they think you are. You a gangster, you a cool, you a killer, you know, whatever, you know. And then when you really get a chance to get up close and sit them down and say, look, this is what life is about, you know, they take the value of that because they kind of find out that, oh, man, you know, we all said that, man, so, you know. You know, I'm still with that. You know, I still believe. I still got that hope, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, that was a positive message right there from Rude Dog, Shitty Cuttrefino. And right now we're going to get into another quick break. And Rude Dog, I want you to introduce this track right here called Boom, Two Things, Yes Mouth, and JDK. Let the people know the concept.
This here is a nice little track, you know what I'm saying, that also, you know, featuring on the Blood Brothers album, you know what I'm saying, Rude Dogg and JDK. Shouts out to the my boy from the Ray Gene, you know what I'm saying, yeah, came back and, you know, really, really, you know, motivated me this time. And, you know, I got a phone call one day, you know what I'm saying, and Yep was like, hey, man, you know, whoop, I kind of expect more out of you, you know what I'm saying? We've been out here, we've done this, and we did this, you know what I'm saying? And that's really kind of all I needed, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, that a little outside influence, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what happens is you sit around your own all the time, and it becomes a sibling rivalry, you know, everybody's smiling, everybody's face, but it's really, you know, a crab in the bucket syndrome. Everybody trying to get out the same bucket, everybody in the same rat race. So, you know, they don't want to say it, but, you know what I'm saying, it'd be a little, you know, envy, hate, you know, call it what you want to, you know what I'm saying? But to get actually receive a few phone calls outside my immediate circle from old friends and comrades and telling me that I'm supposed to be standing up doing my thing really just motivated me. So I really just, you know, like I said, I was really just getting back into it. So I jumped up, grabbed this track I like real quick. I always used to write to. Sent it to Young Mouth. He was down in Germany doing his thing. Sent it back to me overnight real quick, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he told me, check my email address, and it was there, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram. You know, he had got me 16 and a hook, and then we ended up turning it into a whole tour. We'll get into that later, but now we're just going to talk about this song. It's Woop Dog, JDK, Yuck Mouth. Kaboom.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
Yeah, Yuck Mouth, Woop Dog, JDK, let's go. Kaboom, guess who stepped in the room? The East Oakland niggas, the Metal View goons. Ghetto chemists, they call me Dr. Doom. Still back and hopping balloons, got fiends rocking new spoons.
Yeah,
we got the block booming. Call it Max Ray, cause we boss tycooning. Still pack moving, strapped like Nugent. 33 up in the nigga, chest pack Ewing. Sack unit, call me Smack White. High lullaby you in that Maybach, mad pipe. Whip game nice, then I add the ice. You could call it Nail Carter, cause it's the facts of life. I let it savage life and keep it triller than Rebby. That Chevy get to that Betty more quicker than Ed Shreddy. Roof dog, JDK, what the fuck's up? 10-letter Dragon Gang, to the club. Guess who stepped in the room? The meat stove for niggas and metal view goons. Turned up for bitch ass niggas, there's no room. So slang Jaeger, make way for tycoon. Tycoon. All my veal niggas throw the V up. V up. And my metal view niggas throwing B's up. Catch me in a trap with the keys up. Fuck a pack, nigga, buy the whole pizza. Boom.
Killing these niggas for using my name. Go hard or go broke, I'm a G in this game. You a foreman ass nigga, you a sheep. Game. They don't call me underboss, but nothing, you niggas bluffing. I don't pressure that much to have a dope deal discussion. 4-5 erupted, blood brother connection. Seen it all and did it, the corner is my connection. Violators still get shipped out in the body bag. You niggas lazy on the job, no lollygag. On my view like shot fired, body tag. Stay down, underboss on the instrumental. Live or die by the sword, it's all confidential. You as real as me? Nigga, prove a point. Only smoke blunts, I don't even fuck with joints. Need it now with the label. I demand respect, been a rock.
Guess who steps in the room? The meat stoves for niggas and metal view goons. Turned up for bitch ass niggas, there's no room. So slang Jaeger, make way for tycoon. Tycoon. All my veal niggas throw the V up. V up. And my metal view niggas throwing B's up. Took me in a trap with the keys up. Fuck a pack, nigga, buy the whole beat.
Nigga, that's not boss. Blood brother, resignicator, fucking underboss. And y'all be coming with the heater. My brother's keeper, hanging out the window, spraying open the street, super, yeah, shitty Cucapito, nigga, the dime cross, blood brother with any gator, fucking at the bus, yeah, I be coming with the heater, yeah, my brother's keeper, hanging out the window, spraying open the street, super, yeah, in the game, I got me some new shit, bigger, young in the back, so I can raise me a few bitches, running out of a custom with the changeable pistol grip, poor man, old jack, a few of them hunting around and a good, killing across the continent, I keep them on standby, organization worldwide, connected like Wi-Fi, state to state, they wanna give me that. If it come out in the photo, my partner, you talking about the boy, I'm talking about the blow up. Nigga, you know what time it is. Every time I show up, but it's like 10 letter game for sure. A nigga saw up, my nigga up in the building, every corner on the poster. Disrespect if you wanna get your shit together.
The game is in me, not on me. 69th Street, massacre homie. Busting out the window, harassing y'all homies. Even have my Crip niggas blast at y'all homies. I'm a few gang rider to the deathbed. You losing it, family, looking like a meth head. Brother, you on the block, got a keeper with it, locking on the scene since 13. I'm
a to a butler, a warrior to a soldier.
soldier. A nickel slick into a gangster, the demon told. Like a rap star rocking the stage like he was over. I wanna be with nobody in it, but even knows her. A nigga who ain't chillin' the bitches, so you be buggin'. To a hustle about the slippers, it's evident you be thuggin'. To the clown niggas grabbing the mic, rapping this rap shit. 20 plus years in the game, bitch, I'm a clown.
Kaboom! Guess who steps in the room? The meat stove for niggas and metal view doom. Turns up for bitch ass niggas, it's no room. So sling gang to make way for tycoon.
Tycoon.
All my veal niggas throw the V up.
V
and my metal view niggas throwing B's up. Just me in a trap with the keys
whip
up.
It up.
Fuck a pack, nigga, buy the whole pizza. Boom.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Back to
live to Root Dog. That was Kaboom featuring Yuck Mouth and JDK, the underboss from the Blood Brothers. Mixtape coming out soon. You guys, please support Root Dog and everything he got. Go get the City Crescentino album. Go get, you know, go get his old albums. You know, whatever you can find him, support that man. Don't download it. You know, pay for it. Put some money in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to heat too, just like everybody else. But now, Root Dog, I want to ask you, who do you think is hot and who's not in the music industry, mainstream or underground right now, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I ain't gonna lie. I don't listen to a lot of different music or whatever, whatnot. I've been a Tupac fanatic since, you know, that was not the last person I ever listened to, but I like a little, you know what I'm saying, let's just say that Meek Mill caught my attention, you know. Meek Mill caught my attention. And, you know, there's a couple other, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I mean, I really just, you know, I see shit, you know what I'm saying, and you know, I see it. But I really don't, you know, close judgment on people's music or whatever, whatnot. And if you the shit, you deserve to be there. I mean, I'm still a classic rapper, you know what I'm saying. I like Jay-Z still, you know what I'm saying. I like, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers who, you know, come to, you know, they know how to maximize to the fullest potential what it could do. It is their circumstance, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was an MCA fan because he figured out how to do his shit to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't always about the best rappers. Like, who really know how to take their package and, you know, take it to the next level? I'm kind of with that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can name off some rappers that probably wouldn't be your favorite rappers, you know what I'm saying? But as long as they're making it work for themselves, you know, I respect their movement.
That's what's up. And right now, we got like...
I got some shout-outs right for some young rappers that I do like coming up, though. You know, I want to get a shout-out to my boy, Perk Reynolds, them out there, you know what I'm saying, and PMG Music out there in Stockton. They doing their thing. They, you know, I rode alongside of them on the tour, you know what I'm saying. I definitely got to shout them out alongside with, you know what I'm saying. I mean, if I'm going to give it up to anybody, you know me, I'm from the 10, man, you know what I'm saying, and shit, Nino Black, KG, the Do a Moving, Lil Meek, Lick, Lil Hollywood, JDK, you know what I'm saying, I'm from a host of my own, so you know what I'm saying, think there's an HF gang, 10 letter gang on mine, you know what I'm saying, them niggas I love, that's who I do it for, that's who I do it with.
That's what's up, and right now, we got less than a minute and some. But everybody that's online, I thank you guys for tuning in. You know, hopefully you guys tune in for our show with Kay Witta. You know what I'm saying? The calling number is 347-633-9265. Online code is www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And right now, Root Dog, I want you to stay online because we're going to go over a little bit. But I want to ask you, do you think everybody should be doing music right now in the industry, mainstream or underground?
Do I think they should be?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I mean, I tell rappers all the time that, you know, through the time that I've spent in music, I've watched that this game is forever evolving. You know, there's no one particular way that you can tell an artist this is how you do it. It's pretty much what fits for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I look at it like, I've been on the same quest with a certain artist and watched them get what they call a record deal. And though it took them out of their house and out of their neighborhood and put them in a new city and in a new house, we never heard from them again. So, you know, did that forward your career or did it really slow you down, you know? I mean, if you're moving around and you're getting heard and concentrating in areas that you want to be heard, I think that's success.
That's what's up. If you made it in the
industry,
huh?
I think right now the industry is going back towards more the hands-on situation. I mean, these cities and these states, you know, I mean, with the turn of record sales not being what it used to be and things like that, you know, you got a lot of people who really, you know, they want to see they work for their money. I mean, if you're not getting out there participating and showing up at these events or whatever, whatnot, you know, I don't think they, you know, really into buying your music, you know. I mean, like I said, I just came up off a tour, and you know, the fact that I was, you know, hands-on there, I could have sold my very first album again, you know what I'm saying? I could have sold them anything. I could have sold them, you know, a freestyle, you know. But, you know, just go to the store and buy you, I don't know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And if Rudolph, if you made it in the, inside the industry, how would you give back?
And how would I give back?
Yeah,
I definitely come from a large ass family, so it definitely ain't gonna be hard. They gonna be at my ass. But no, you know, like I said, I mean, going back to what we were speaking on earlier, I mean, you know, I've always before, you know what I'm saying, I came up a community kid, so you know, I'm real active in the community. So, you know, like I said, you know, like I said, if it is God's will, that, you know what I'm saying, it'd be my success, you know what I'm saying, I think I would turn around and put it back into my community so far as, you know, I have a large stronghold so far as to say so there, you know, I know a lot of the mothers, the kids, the grandparents, you know, so, you know, I would try to do what I can to, you know, progress the success of, you know, where we come from, you know what I'm saying, and nurture some of the things that, you know, make what we are who we are, you know what I'm saying. Some of these kids are losing the focal point on, you know what I'm saying, what's right and wrong, you know what I'm saying, these days, you know what I'm saying. I mean, not that it was really, we really had a grip on it the last period of years, but it's really getting more and more senseless these days, you know. I mean, we got to learn how to get back to a manageable situation amongst our own people.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, Rudolph, before we end the show and go into this, right now I want to. I'm just gonna get into it right now. Is there any or anybody you might want to put on blast right now at this time, even if it's us as a host, as people, as individuals, and hopefully we can talk about it and become cool before we hang up tonight. But is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast, no matter what it is or who it is?
I mean, if I would put anybody on blast, I mean, I don't, like I said, Whoop Dog been in the industry over 20 years. And I mean, you go start your records, your tapes, or whatever, whatnot. I think it's a success in myself and the fact that I ain't never had nobody jump up individually and try to shoot no darts at me on wax, whatever, that like that. I've definitely illustrated to a people that I'm not a man of mouthpiece about words or, you know, going behind your back and dropping bugs on you. You know, if there was ever a problem with me and anybody personally, you know, I do my business in the street. So if I wanted to shoot any shots or, you know, put anything on blast, you know, it would be, you know, artists and industry as a whole. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know who you are out there. You out there faking a reputation that really don't exist in your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you the type of people that I talk about all day in my raps or whatever, whatnot. So when you hear me going hard on these fake rappers and these fake wannabe gangsters or whatever, whatnot, you know, if the shoe fit, wear it, you know what I'm saying? And if you ever choose to pick it up and put it on, you know what I'm saying? That's a heavy shoe, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not no, you know, diss rapper or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, rapping and how you handle your business in the streets, to me, that's two whole different politics. I'm 41 years old, man. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't play with kids, you know what I'm saying? I whoop niggas' ass, nigga, from 8 to 80. You know me.
And right now, Rudolph, Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say something real quick before we end the show. Hold on.
Hey, mama, how you doing?
Hold on, bro. Hello?
How you doing, mama? How you doing, Miss Kimmy?
I'm wonderful. You know what? This just tickles the shit out of me. But for real, I want to say something to you, fam. I am so blessed and so happy for you to come on this show and to let these people know who the Rupert Carter is, the real shitty crutcher phenom, you know, because people judge their books by its cover, baby, but some people just get a box of chocolate. They don't know what they're going to get out of it when they get one, you know what I mean? And you like
to exactly.
You know what I mean? You one of them needles in the haystack, but we love you, and when you come back with the most stuff, we're going to keep promoting you from this day forward. God bless you, the family, stay safe. From Kim Carter. Timmy Simone.
Anytime, Timmy. I love y'all. Anytime. Y'all got my numbers. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. Y'all definitely need to come on down and start hanging out with me because I got a whole host of things going on. So, you know, I hope I see y'all out there.
That's what's up.
And y'all go on out there and get some of that good soul food they got too, y'all.
Y'all know that. I'm still a chef, man. I ain't stopped cooking, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Everybody love Roof Dog when it comes to that food.
That's what's up. And right now, I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight for our show with Roof Dog. You know, much love. I salute everybody. You know, everybody be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one nation and unite. And we need to network together, campaign as a city, and really do this and come down off those ego trips. I don't care where you from, who you is, whatever. See what I'm saying? I ain't the hardest one, but I'm a voice of the streets also.
Get your money, man.
And for real, people need to come up off those ego trips. And I'm talking to a lot of artists. Come off of those ego trips so that way we can put our city on the map. See what I'm saying? Like we supposed to. If you guys don't come off the ego trip, we won't never get put on the map like we supposed to. But by me saying that, much love to everybody. Much love to you, Rude Dog. And right now, Rude Dog, real quick, introduce this song called D.O.G. from you and JDK as you take us out.
Okay, yeah. This is just featuring me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this was basically from a solo album I'm putting out called Hoodlum, you know what I'm saying? Tal Capone did the music for me or whatever, whatnot. It was another one of those songs where, you know, I had built up some time and energy and hadn't been in the booth for a minute. So when I got back in, you know, it was volcano activity around here. So, you know, it's one of them ones, you know what I'm saying? You see yourself somewhere in there, wear the shirt, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say it like that. It's called Gangsta, man. You must do it.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. Root Dog, B.O.G. featuring JDK.
Chia, I know you've been waiting. I told you, motherfuckers, expect me, nigga. Chia.
Now everybody stick your motherfucking hands up. Everybody stick your motherfucking hands up. Everybody. Motherfucking hands up, everybody stick your motherfucking hands up. Cause I was, been, tell 'em, doing this motherfucking gangsta shit, nigga. You motherfuckers ain't no geek like me. Ain't no other nigga that's running like the D.O.G.
Yeah, this is a sticker. Everybody gather around. All you fake niggas been rapping, get the fuck out of there. I'm about to take you about this real shit that's about to go down. I'm gonna take it off to the top and leave the fools on the ground. See, it's niggas like me, original. I've been in the game, it's a necessary. So it's better cause niggas know about the name. Then that jealousy take a life from me and dealt with the pain. And was out of the devil coming, fucked them all when I came. I ain't mad at none of you niggas, it's all one and the same. Strong mind nigga like me, some old food for the brain. A reminder to hit the target range, practice my aim. And keep business and friendship separate, nigga simple and plain. And for the motherfucking record, you can check my fucking record. For whatever sold a record, I'm a G in these streets. From rapping to gun clapping, there's nothing to make it happen. I'm just trying to say no jack and get this rap shit smacked.
Magic. off in this game, use a hook on the sideline. While you brand, you get in, I'll be setting them guidelines, nigga.
Everybody stick your from Nappy going in to a troublesome young thug. House party fights are stomping them suckers off in the club. Little nigga from the hood that you heard was putting in work. OG shot calling, now running shit on the turf. I went from slim to none and barely even had a chance to. Mama got told you they think a nigga get advanced from. Baby, I love you, what can I do to change your mind? Baby, I love you, but I ain't really got the time for. Nigga, you watch, I'ma show you motherfucker something. Nigga, I told you I get this motherfucker pumping from plotting and planning to come up with my next schemes and my biggest reality, living out my fucking dreams. Now everybody stick your motherfucking hands up. 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 Cause I'm what? Ben, tell him. Doing this motherfucking gangsta shit, nigga. You motherfuckers ain't no G like me. Ain't no other nigga that's done it like this, nigga.